How can neighbors or even a whole neighborhood become convinced to receive Jesus? Today, Kenneth teaches how one man changed an entire region so the people welcomed Jesus and gladly heard the gospel. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Open your Bibles with me to the book of Mark, chapter 5. Now notice the way this chapter begins. They came over unto the other side of the sea, or in other words, on the other side of the Galilee. That lake is not very big. Now, where had they been? Well, obviously, they'd been on the other side. That's deep, ain't it? I want you to go to the fourth chapter and look at the first verse. He began again to teach by the seaside. And there were gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship, sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land, and he taught them many things, so forth and so on. Let's look at Matthew chapter 4. Now, don't lose your place there in Mark, because we're coming right back there. Matthew chapter 4, verse 12. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt, say dwelt, in Capernaum, which is upon the seacoast. Jesus' home and headquarters to his ministry was in Capernaum. This is more important than we've given it credit for. And we're going to see some things. Now, fifth chapter again. So he was teaching. No, the Lord won't let me do that. Look at that fourth chapter. He began again to teach by the seaside. Now, take the time to go through the Gospels and look for the phrase, the house and in his place. That place, he could sit there right on the lake shore, right in front of his house, and see Peter's fishing operation. It was just right there. So he's sitting there. Anytime he's at home, just crowds of people, every time he came home, of course, they're watching for him to come home. So he sees them all. Can you see him? They're all down there, ganged up around the place looking for him. So he just walks down and walks through them and gets out. Peter's over here working, and he just gets in his boat and turns around and begins to teach. So he finished that message that day. They went to the other side and got in that major storm. Okay, chapter 5. Excuse me. Now you got that fixed in your mind. I want you to, what are we doing? We're going to follow Jesus. See, he's there at home, and he comes home to rest and can't rest. He's got to preach. And so he just goes out and sits down in Peter's boat and turns and preaches to everybody. Then they just get in the boat and head across the other side. They came over unto the other side of the sea, under the country of the Gadarenes. Excuse me. When he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. This is vital information. We're just going to go down step by step by step and glean information from these verses. He was possessed, this man, by one demon, an unclean spirit. Sixth chapter of Ephesians, we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. Those are the ones that possess people. They're boss devils. These down here are low-level devils. You come up the line, principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and wicked spirits in the heavenlies. Now, that's not in the heavens where God is. There are three different heavens. There's the heavens where God is, and there's the stellar heavens, and then there's the earth and its atmospheric. Those things are in the higher levels of this atmospheric. The devil can't get out of this planet. He can't get out of here. The only time he's going to get out of here, he's going to get sailed. Oh, yeah. Just cook him. And everybody, if I read right, everybody will be able to see that. Amen. And you know what? You will never give it that much thought because you and I don't. Maybe once in a while, enjoying yourself, hoss. You won't even give him that. So this one demon, now, excuse me, that one devil was the boss devil over a legion of demons. And all of those things, all of them. Like a sack of worms. That one demon in his spirit and the rest of them in his body and in his mind. Got the picture? By the way, those wicked spirits in the heavenlies, those are the ones that run the politics. That's the reason. See, you don't even, you're not even in contact with 99% of the people never have no idea what it's like to even be approached by one of those things. That's the reason people go to Washington and all of a sudden change. Because they're up against something they've never been up before. Been up against. So don't think so badly of them. Pray for them. Amen. And then vote. Amen. Pray for both sides. And then vote. You need to know how to vote? Call me. I'll tell you. No, no. You. Oh, yeah. No, you go to Jesus. He's the one to tell you how to go. Well, on that subject, which needs to be talked about because we have the most important election is this year. The presidential election is important, but this one is even more important for Christian people. You know why? because so few people vote in these midterm elections. Only the activists vote, and we need to be the activists that go vote. Amen. Praise God. And if you don't vote, shut your mouth. You don't have a gripe coming. No, just be quiet. That ballot is your seed. That's the reason it's so important to pray about it before you cast. Amen. All right. Now then, notice what happened here with this man. Notice the way this is written. Watch it very carefully. Who had his dwelling among the tombs, no man could bind him. No, not with chains. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Always, night and day. Not just, he didn't sleep. That's the reason people thought this was a supernatural man. Well, in one sense of the word, he was, but not in the way they were looking. Night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying, cutting himself with stones. Now, anyone in here, anybody watching online, you've been cutting yourself or in any way mutilating your flesh. Tonight's your night, sweetheart. Tonight is your night. You're done with it. It's finished. This man was delivered of that just like that. Jesus will deliver you tonight just like that. Hallelujah. Oh, that's what he does. That's what he does. Now, he was cutting himself. When he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. If there ever was any human being that Satan could have stopped before he worshiped Jesus, it would have been this man. Completely in control of Satan. 3,000 to 6,000 demons. Yet, he fell down and he worshiped him. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And, oh yeah, thank you, Lord. And anyone that has the idea that you've been so nasty and ugly that Jesus won't have anything to do with you, come on. You see this guy here? Have you been living in the tombs? Cutting yourself, screaming and hollering all night and all day? Oh, you have. Well, what are you waiting on? Get on your face and worship Jesus. Amen. He'll take you just like you are, but he won't leave you just like you are. Thank you, Lord. Now, here, now watch. He cried with a loud voice and said, now this is the demon talking. What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he, Jesus, had said unto him, come out of the man, you unclean spirit. So Jesus made the first move. He said, come out of the man, you unclean spirit. And the spirit said, what have I to do with you, Jesus? And Jesus said, what is your name? He answered, saying, my name is Legion. For we are many. Now there was And he besought him much that he would not send him away out of the country. That devil had been assigned to that country. That is his country. He did not want to leave it. Now there were nine of the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. All the devils besought him. Now see, the boss devil's gone. So now all of them are beseeching Jesus. Send us into the swine that we may enter into them. Forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. The herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea, and there were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. Now let's back up and revisit this for a moment. Everybody out there heard Jesus command that devil to come out. Everybody out there heard the devil or the man talk back to Jesus. But they did not hear what the other devils said to Jesus. They had no idea why that herd of hogs went wild. Just all of a sudden, just kind of out of nowhere, whoa, this is suddenly 2,000. Suddenly bolted and committed suicide. And nobody had a clue why. I'm satisfied that's one of the things that scared everybody so. Not only that, had you been there, you'd have had goosebumps double part. I mean, your hair be sticking straight up, and probably been 3 days before you could get it to lay down again. The atmosphere was charged with supernatural activity and power. My. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Marvelous going on. They that fed the swine fled. Man, they ran off. And they told it in the city and in the country. They just couldn't wait. They had to tell somebody about this. They went out to see what it was that was done, and they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him, please, please, please leave. Please get out of here. Go away. Get out of here, please. So he did. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said to him, go home to your friends, tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. Go home and preach compassion. This whole region, Satan controlled that entire region with fear, using this one man and all those devils controlling that whole place. Fear dominated the entire area. Amen. So what is it that casts out fear? Huh? What better message to preach than compassion? And he did it. It changed the whole place. Changed that whole place. He preached it throughout Decapolis, the 10 cities, how great things Jesus had done for him. and men did marvel. When Jesus was passed over again, so he got in the boat and went home. That's been a long day, you understand? It took all night to get that boat across that lake. He hadn't had any sleep. So they go back across to the other side. Now, they're still there. They hadn't left yet. They're still right there by the seashore. He's come home. He's got back in the boat. Came home. When you see Capernaum right out beside it, home. Amen. He got in the boat and went back home.
My first awareness of Kenneth and Glory and the ministry came around 30 years ago through my local pastor in South Africa, Ray McCauley. And I've never heard of Kenneth and Gloria before then. And he mentioned from the platform, I was a student, second year student at university at the time. And he mentioned about Gloria praying an hour a day in the Spirit. And I decided to take up the challenge. And I did that for a number of years. A few years later, probably about 5 or 6 years later, I came across some free magazines from the Believer's Voice of Victory, from the ministry, started to read some of those articles. And it was not until then that I realized that there was actually a whole ministry behind Kenneth and Gloria and all that they did. And then eventually became a partner of the ministry. And so I started very slowly to migrate into the ministry, not getting into the meetings. Obviously, being in South Africa, it was very few meetings with Kenneth and Gloria that they actually came to the country, but connecting through the media piece of the ministry. And then when I started to see what they were teaching, it wasn't contradictory to the Word of God. It was encouraging, and I was challenged personally. That really made a difference. And then when the message of partnership came, and I started to make a commitment to get financially involved with it, it just took things to a different level. I remember the years, you know, just versus hearing about Gloria, reading in the magazine, but then stepping into, okay, now I am committing something from my own substance into this ministry. It opened up the revelation. It opened up my ears. It's like I was listening with different ears. I was reading with different eyes because I got involved in this ministry. It's almost like being a customer of a certain company and you buy their products versus investing in that company. It's all of a sudden, you're no longer just looking for the best price when you look for that product and seeing where you can find it. But you go to that company first if you own shares in that company and first see if they have that. And so that's really what partnerships have done for me, is before I started to look anywhere else for answers, I would come to this ministry because I'm a partner. First and foremost, I'm a partner of this ministry before I'm an employee of this ministry. And so that's just really, and I think, you know, where your money is, there your heart is. And in praying for this ministry, it just makes the whole difference because I'm committed to this ministry, not just in word, but I financially get behind what this ministry is preaching. It just opens up. I hear revelation. I sometimes sit and I read the partner letter. You're at a place and you don't know what to do in what's on your desk, what is your job responsibilities. And in reading the partner letter, all of a sudden it just jumps out. I know what to do. I know where to go. So even at a daily basis, there is answers to questions that's coming through partnership of this ministry.
Today on the broadcast, we saw how it was the great compassion of God that set free the madman of Gadara, just set him free from the demons, and Jesus sent him out to preach all about it. Now, to have faith in that kind of love, God's kind of love, you've got to know the love. And that's why we're making this 5-CD series available to you totally free. It's called The Love Factor, Living Life without fear. Now, in these messages, Brother Copeland's going to teach you how believers and why believers are no longer in bondage to fear, how belief, just simply believing how much God loves you, empowers your prayers and changes the way you think, the way you talk, the entire way you live. So you want to get a hold of these CDs? All you have to do is let us know. Request your free CD set today at kcm.org. Now listen, in just a few days here in the United States, we celebrate Independence Day. And you can make Jesus the Lord of your life and celebrate your eternal independence from sin, sickness, poverty, death. But Jesus has got to be your Lord. If you are ever going to truly live free, he must be your Savior. And if you've never been born again, I invite you right now to pray this prayer with me. Just say it out loud. Say, Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. I believe in my heart and I say with my mouth, Jesus is Lord. Say this, Jesus, you live for me, you died for me, and you rose again for me. I believe it, and I receive you, and I receive forgiveness of all my sin. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Now listen, if you prayed that prayer, you are born again. The Bible says you're saved and you've been given Jesus' name. You've been given His authority. He's given you His word. And we want to celebrate with you. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift they want to send to you. It's this salvation package, a little book called He Did It All For You. And then a couple of brochures. They're going to help you study and read your Bible. If you want to have this, we want to give it to you free. All you need to do is request it today at kcm.org. We thank you so much for watching the broadcast today. We are so excited about what God is doing in you, what God is doing for you, and what He will continue to do through you in Jesus' name. Thanks for watching. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
Jesus said, have faith in God. Well, that we agreeing with that. That is the key. I need wisdom. Have faith in God. I need to hear from God. Have faith in God. I need to know what to do. Have faith in God. Because see, the information's already yours and it's already on the inside of you.
July 12th through 14th, come to the South Pacific Victory Campaign in Honiara on Guadalcanal in the Solomon Islands. July 30th through August 4th, bring your whole family to the Southwest Believers Convention at the Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. August 30th through September 1st, Kenneth Copeland Ministries hosts the Orlando Victory Campaign at Rosen Shingle Creek in Orlando, Florida. September 14th and 15th, register to attend the Built to Last Men's Conference at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. For more information, go to kcm.org/events. Visit our website at kcm.org and feed your faith with the Word of God. You can request this week's free offer or a free copy of today's broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.